Hello, hello. Today is Sunday, October 10th, and this is my 9th audiobook. I usually do my weekly show on a Monday. The reason I'm doing it today on a Sunday is I'm going to be gone on Monday. I'm taking off today, going on a camping trip. I'll be gone until Tuesday, and on this camping trip, I'll be up on the lake in a cabin. I'm going to have clams and crab legs, and it's going to be really awesome. So anyways, since I'm going to be gone, and I'll be gone on Monday, I'll do my show right now. I'm going to be leaving pretty soon. So I just thought I'd do my audio boo right now before I go. I have a lot of gaming news I'd like to talk about this week. The new level came out for Left 4 Dead 1 and 2 called The Sacrifice for Xbox Live, priced at 560 Microsoft points, which is $7. So that's out right now. So if you have Left 4 Dead 1 or 2, go check out that new map pack. Got some new Gears of War 3 information to talk about right now. Gears of War 3 will be getting a multiplayer beta sometime in early 2011. The Gears of War 3 multiplayer will be using dedicated servers this time too. Some big news, Marvel announced the classic X-Men arcade game is coming soon to the Xbox Live Arcade with full multiplayer support over Xbox Live too. In other news, Sonic the Hedgehog 4 Episode 1 comes out this Wednesday for the Xbox Live Arcade for 1,200 Microsoft points, which is $15. So check that out if you want. As for me, I'll probably wait in until the price drops down to $800. About $10 before I pick up Sonic the Hedgehog. There's just too many other stuff I'm going to be buying and downloading from the marketplace this month, so I won't be getting Sonic the Hedgehog 4 until later. Also on Tuesday, Red Dead Redemption will begin the Hunter and Trading outfits on Xbox Live, and it will be a free download too. So if you have that game, go download that pack when it comes out on Tuesday. Also, the Red Dead Redemption Undead Nightmares comes out on the 19th, I believe, or at least sometime before Halloween. And that will be 800 Microsoft points, which is $10, and will have a lot of cool stuff in it, including a new single-player story mode, which will be about 5 to 12 hours long, they say. The story takes place during the home period of the main game, while John is trying to rebuild his ranch, but before the end of the game. It's pretty much a side story with its own main menu and everything, and won't affect your main Red Dead Redemption game or save file. This zombie pack for Red Dead Redemption will also have some cool new multiplayer modes too. There will even be new weapons and such in this pack also. In other news, Capcom announced Bionic Commander's Nathan Spencer with dreadlocks and bionic arms, and Ghouls and Goblins Sir Arthur will be playable fighters in the upcoming Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Also, Magneto and MODOK was announced too, from the Marvel side. Can't wait to see what other characters get announced for this game. I hope we get Mega Man as a playable fighter for this game too. I think we will, since he was in the last one. In other news, Super Meat Boy comes out next week for the Xbox Live Arcade. As you may or may not know, that game was voted best Xbox Live Arcade game at PAX 2010 by me. Loved it and can't wait for it. Well, anyways, this is all the gaming news I have to talk about for this week. So, anyway, I'm going to wrap this up. And I hope you guys are doing good. And I hope you guys enjoy this audio boo. And until next time, catch you guys later.